CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is set to make a trip to Europe in the coming days. Chinese officials are suggesting the trip is going to deliver China's message of support for an open world economy. Li Keqiang's trip from Wednesday to Friday will include stops in Germany and Belgium, where he'll be meeting with leading European Union officials at EU headquarters in Brussels. Chinese authorities say several business and political agreements will also be signed in both Germany and Belgium. China's central authorities have released job-changing regulations on civil servants. The move is aimed at preventing them from using official posts to make personal profit. Those in leadership positions or at the county level and above will not be allowed to work in businesses or for-profit organizations related to their previous administration for 3 years after resignation. Lower-level civil servants should also abide by the rules, but with a limit of just 2 years. Departing officials are supposed to submit their future professional plans and will have to report job changes during the restricted period. Authorities involved are also asked to strengthen supervision. The Chinese government is strongly denouncing a communique released at the G7 summit, which has touched on issues in the East China Sea and South China Sea. In the document, the bloc members have expressed concerns about the situation in those areas. China's foreign ministry has issued a response, saying the G7 is interfering under the guise of international law. The Chinese embassy in the U.S. has sent condolences to Zbigniew Brzezinski's family following the passing of the former U.S. National Security Advisor. Brzezinski, former National Security Advisor to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, passed away on Friday at the age of 89. In a statement, the Chinese embassy is describing the late statesman as an accomplished strategist and diplomat, as well as a longtime friend of the Chinese people. Brzezinski is well known in China, having helped lay the groundwork for the normalization of ties between the U.S. and China. A new nationwide satellite navigation and positioning service has been launched in China. The new platform will rely on 2,700 base stations, a national database center, and 30 provincial-level database facilities. The system will accept signals from satellite navigation systems, including China's Beidou and the U.S. Global Position System. Authorities say the new system will be able to provide location accuracy within millimeters. Police in Greater Manchester has released images showing suicide bomber Salman Abedi shortly before the detonation. The bombing at Manchester Arena killed 22 people and injured 116 adults and children. The images show Abedi wearing a baseball hat and a dark jacket. Police hope the release of the images taken from closed-circuit cameras may help trace more witnesses. Authorities say the death toll from Sri Lanka's devastating floods and landslides has reached 146. The Disaster Management Center says 112 people are missing, while 442,000 people affected. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena has ordered immediate relief to the victims of the disaster and ordered the Treasury Secretary to provide funds for relief measures and reimburse the damages. Health officials say they are providing all the necessary facilities to those injured, with thousands of people being evacuated to some 300 safe centers set up across the country. The ongoing second meeting of Myanmar's 21st century Pang Lon Peace Conference has been extended for one more day. Facts discussed by representatives during the conference will be submitted to the Union Peace Dialogue Joint Committee after review. Meanwhile, seven armed groups which have not signed the ceasefire deal have left the conference for home. However, the seven groups from the Northern Alliance all accept the idea of pursuing further dialogue. The second meeting of the Pang Lon Peace Conference has been attended by some 1,400 representatives from the government, the parliament, the military, invited political parties, ethnic armed organizations, and civil society. A former Speaker of the House of Commons of Canada has been elected the new leader of the Conservative Party of the country. Andrew Scheer, 38, promises to unite the party by bringing together the social and fiscal wings to take on the Liberals in the 2019 election. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.